You should be appropriately dressed already. So lay back for me. Take that familiar sensation we've cultivated together. Maid outfit and all. Let your eyes close. Night, night, pet. Sleep and listen. Let me paint you a picture of what I'd be doing if I had you pinned there. My breath rasping at your ear. My hands in yours, wrestling you pinned to the bed. Leaning up and gently, nipping your ear and then leaning back so you can see me sitting astride you. You on your back, body feeling comfortable and sexy in and of itself with that hot little outfit. I'm staring at you on hands and knees with your buttocks upraised right now. But I think I'd more enjoy pinning you beneath me, so we could get a nice angle as I thrust, because running your hands over my chest, taking them, but then pinning them to your side. And I would lean down, meet your eyes, leave your arms splayed open, tell you to stay, let them stay there. And surely I'd arch my body over yours, letting you see between my legs a toy, lengthy, ready to thrust, the little nub for laying against your clit, perfect, and showing it off to you as I stroked and lubed it, moving it by your mouth, letting you suck, and then replacing it with one of my fingers, but first, holding my finger inches from your face, circling it slowly, making you watch it, your eyes circling, and then drooping, your body shivering, wanting it, feeling me nestle down on top of you, warming you. I know you hate the cold, and so the warmth of proximity, the pressing, the feeling of me lying with my crotch on your leg, my knees to either side of your leg, the wetness dripping from beneath the harness, touching your leg sweetly, trailing down it, a sign of my own arousal at seeing your adorable form, the warmth as I press my lips to your ear and begin whispering, having by now insinuated one finger into your suckling mouth, having encouraged you to put one arm behind your head and scoop the pillow around to the front, pressing my hand into your face in a warm vice between your searching arm, which so automatically engages that gesture, and the palm of my hand resting on your chin, one finger thrusting obscenely in and out of your smacking lips. Yes. Spittle flying from your lips onto your cheeks with the speediness of my teasing thrusting. But the movement becomes increasingly automatic, and my voice in your ear becomes huskier, more into it, more aroused. You feel the droplets of my juices running down your leg, all the more evident. You feel the warmth of me resting against you, mouth against your ear as I whisper. You know, that outfit's perfect for service. Oral, sure. And I punctuate it by running my finger in a slow circle around the edges of your lips, stretching your mouth into an O for a moment, and then allowing you to playfully recapture my digit, my mouth at your ear as I lick lightly behind the earlobe, and then recommence speaking, telling you that your outfit is just perfect. And all the more perfect for the sweaty dishevelment. Then I'll leave it in when I'm done, thrusting and using and squeezing you tightly to me, groaning in your ear, feeling like I want to get off already, but knowing I must allow this experience to titillate you sufficiently first, and that knowledge comes out in my wanton voice in your ear. Teasingly close, able to be whispered because of our proximity. Yes, the perfect outfit to serve. Feel it against your flesh. Imagine how you must look from the outside. The poor maid pinned beneath me, held in place, feeling my warmth against her, rubbing my body against her, slowly, gradually squeezing. You feel me rest the strap on against your leg. Oh, and hear me groan. There must be a nub inside, so that whenever the shaft or the little clitoral stimulator is moved, it rubs against me, causing the same pleasure, so that everything you do to serve that length that is going to be entering you is something you do, oh, to serve me directly. And I elaborate on service, my fingers still automatically moving in and out, in and out. My body arched against yours, the sweat of my inner thighs a testimony to the heated arousal of my body, cheeks flushed, blood clearly engorging my clit from the slow movement of my body against you. Oh, my chest pressed to yours, my mouth by your ear whispering, yes, suck, sir, good, good job. The outfit is perfect for this, emphasizing that you're here to serve. And when you serve, you feel good. You gain satisfaction, but more importantly, relaxation. Your body, sluggish and dim, following commands that are given because you know, oh, you'll get to hear the glorious sounds of my coming arousal if you serve back. And you're going to. My body against you, hands gripping into your hair, whispering right in your ear. Yes. Suck. Serve. Listen. My other hand, one knotted in your hair, the other tracing down your left side, leaving gentle little marks from my nails, brushing your taut flesh, your own body becoming flesh, my voice, which you have become so entrained to, already insinuating into your head, sheer physical proximity doing the rest, allowing you to be demure and relaxed in that place, getting into the persona of what you're wearing. The costume holding you in place, telling you that you should stay, see how this plays out, and then you are rewarded. No longer nestling that dripping arousal against your leg, trailing the tip of the toy down your inner thigh, nestling it at your entrance. I run that hand from your side across your thigh from the other direction, moving it between your legs and sliding my fingers all the way up, then bringing them up in front of your eyes so you can see the drooling arousal that I scooped up, the signs of pre-arousal, pre-fucking pleasure that has already crept into you and taken root, waiting to be ignited, speaking of which, the tip of the toy settled at your entrance, ready to slide in, my other hand stimulating you more directly, as the one that's in front of you still shows you the signs of how horny you were getting. And then, my length positioned thus, lubed by your earlier brief licking, and also by lubricant added while I was toying around with you suckling my fingers, now sadly removed but returned when I slip one of them, slick with the sign of your arousal, into your mouth, suck. And then you hear how my breathing is speeding up, just as yours might be, but I've resumed that automatic in and out, and the metronome motion of my finger across your tongue might be enough to distract you, at least until I thrust my hips forward and they meet your buttocks with a loud smack. Your legs raised so that your knees are nestled over mine, my body splayed, articulating around you, even as I keep my mouth by your ear to keep whispering, my finger moving in and out. Oh, I can feel you squeezing around it, moving it against me. Yes, as I thrust, I feel pleasure every time your insides squeeze on that. Oh, so squeeze and press against me. Raising your legs even higher, hooking the backs of your knees over my shoulders, keeping your legs close together so that all of your passage is tighter on me, thrust, thrust, the smacking of the lubed toy in and out of you. Oh, your eyes chance to move, still suckling me, and you see where we're joined, the dripping on my thighs as I shift my hips to one side and thrust at a new angle, finding your interior spots that turn you on, pushing more pleasure into your overheated brain, every word of this resonating in you, making you emptier, making you more ready, making your body limp and there for use, but also there to serve. That word keeps resonating in your head. You try to have other thoughts, but they get interrupted. The word serve. Serve, sometimes supplemented with obey, squeeze, serve. Let your body exist, a single-purpose machine there for pleasure. The slow monotone in your mind, complementing the more aroused tones and my own gasping as I thrust, clearly feeling great and rubbing into you. Yes, your hands still by your sides, bound there, sweat upon your brow, your chest rubbing into me, your body arching, oh, your insides squeezing. And underneath it all, a constant, almost monotone droning of your own thoughts, yet in my voice. Serve. Obey. Squeeze. Serve. Thrust your hips. Squeeze. You are aroused. Blank. Empty. Content. Squeeze. Serve. Submit. Obey. And it grows stronger, louder, drowning out other things. Serve. Squeeze. Submit. Obey. Service brings contentment, pleasure, arousal. Your body exists for one purpose, to serve. To submit, and then the thrusting begins in earnest, and my body arches back too, the sweat and juices between us soaking into you, as if my every thrust were putting those intrusive, wonderful values into your mind, tying them to the costume that even now becomes more like a uniform, more like an everyday, natural thing that will drill into you and hold there, leaving these thoughts whenever it's donned. Serve, thrusting. Submit. You can see the arousal in my face. Serve and submit. Obey. Relax. This is your purpose. Thrust, thrust, thrust. My heated voice, a contrast with the dim blankness of your thoughts. Thrust, thrust back. Serve, serve with your body. And as those thoughts arrive, you know that you're groaning and arching into me, even though your mind is so quietly relaxed, so content. The smile on your face is neutral rather than aroused or heated. The feeling in your body is that you are a machine to serve this purpose, an arching servant. Yes, serve, submit. Your body feels good when you make others feel good. Serving brings pleasure. Arch into me. And those thoughts travel through you as if they were your own thoughts, louder, overriding other things. So that my every thrust is more so seeming to push those thoughts into you, coloring your mind. A dim haze comes over your vision, perhaps of arousal, even though your head feels very cool, calm, ready. Obey. Serve. Your body exists to serve, to obey, to submit. The pleasure is too great. The pleasure comes only when you serve. Serving makes you relaxed. You are vacant. Following orders feels better than any other pleasure. The order to relax, to sleep, to refrain, overrides all other orders, all other thoughts. It dwells in your head like a waiting presence, Oh, as I thrust, you half feel a warmth inside of you, as if your juices were heated. Oh, I groan too, feeling the heat emanating from your body, where our closeness brings me to you. Oh, and as you squeeze on me, as you're thrusted into, oh, your mind is getting more and more full up with pleasure, but you know that you're hanging there, waiting for the right word, the right order. Following my hips, when I pull out, you press back into me. You are still sucking in and out, your thoughts following the finger, seeming to flow out of you and into me, just as you're filled up. It seems I'm displacing something. All the thoughts that aren't that dim, vague, monotonal vacancy in your mind, waiting to be filled, waiting for orders. Thrust, thrust, obey, serve, blank. You hear me running my fingers across you, feeling the moistness between us as I thrust, feeling your aching wantonness, moving my fingers up across your chest, trailing juices there, and then leaning in, nipping your ear. My arms wrap around you and scratch your back, scratching down, and a voice seems to arrive from your head saying, yes, moan, arch into it, serve, give value for effort, show you enjoy the opportunity to serve. The blankness, the thoughts seem to be coming from your outfit, even as the thrusting into you smacks and smacks, your body disheveled, your mind getting its instructions from a role rather than a person, rather than your thoughts. You are instead your outfit, your role, your purpose. Serve. Yes. Squeeze. Squeeze. Be ready. Anticipate the order. Ready, thrusting, and then suddenly I pull back from your ear, stare down at your face, and you can see it, something coming across my features, a faint grin, leaning in, my red lips capturing yours, reaching out nearby, taking something from a bag I'd set on the bed earlier, a small hand mirror, a simple green plastic thing with a reflective surface. Simple enough, and holding it up in front of your face. Reflected there, your features, simple, well known to you. Your lip, suckling obscenely, wrapped around a finger, but it's your eyes. Where before you had eyes, now you have blank, white, vacant spheres, staring back. So captivating, so perfect for the role. Of a servant, a blank slate waiting to be drawn upon, the very core of you converted to a milky blankness that can be influenced, pressed, told what is most important, and above all, fucked until the vacancy really moves in. Thrust, thrust, the hips are not stopping. They couldn't stop. Oh, and the pleasured look on my face alongside the vacancy in your eyes, the mirror reflecting back. Your eyes boring into your own, reflected, a feedback loop that sings pleasure. And the voice grows more authoritative in reaction. Yes. Stare. This is right. Close the circle. Train yourself. Your eyes are pulling you in. You are falling into yourself. You are blank, empty, receptive, ready. Orders are absolute. Submit. Submit. The voice in your head as I thrust again and again. You squeezing around me, gasping, pressing into me, your hips arching. But it is an automatic movement rather than a passionate one. You know you should try to satisfy me, and you know moving the toy more will make me get off. So you move your hips, squeezing them tightly together, your legs over my shoulders, your body riding me and meeting my thrusts. Thrust, thrust, hands now moving across your chest, having withdrawn from your lips, but your mouth is still suckling. both out of the desire to suck as you were ordered earlier, and because simply doing that will arouse me and you know it. Running your hands over your chest to show your nipples, to rub down toward your crotch, to show me what belongs to me and is manipulable. Your eyes are blank. I have held the mirror up again, and now you can once more see your blankness, your empty mind reflected in your empty blank eyes, waiting for an order, seeing perfectly, but showing anyone who looks that you are vacant, tied to that wonderful outfit, as you run your hands over your skirt now, feeling it, moaning, gasping. But the pleasure comes from serving. What I do to your body is less relevant, even if I ordered you to feel none of it, and instead simply be satisfied. You would lie there unfeeling and unthinking, satisfied in the moment. An order to sleep is an order to sleep. And just as your body hungered to be filled earlier, when I was teasingly resting outside, your body is now hungering for orders, for the next command, the next twitching thought to be sent spiraling into your mind, and my every thrust displaces more thoughts, leaving a blank slate tied to that outfit. When you're dressed appropriately, it's time to serve, and you'll think of ways to serve. You'll follow your orders. You may even find yourself drawn to orders to wear your costume. When it's safe, get into uniform. Your body arching and pressing against me, your mind trying to follow where my hips will go next, so that you can arch yourself and receive me as well as possible. Your body trying to press against me, force orgasm into me, which seems to be working. My hips are shaking, shivering against you, my mind and body seeming to arch even as you squeeze, even as you get close. You're going to come. Oh, but you know you should wait. Wait until told. Wait until instructed. Oh, and so you do. Orders are the most important. Listen and receive. Your body pulled against me in smacking thrusts, my head thrown back, and you suddenly feeling an intense, shaky pleasure. You are serving. You are serving. You are serving. And each word is emphasized, each word ringing in your head telling you that what you're doing's right, your blank white eyes staring back, your mouth hanging open, making suckling noises on the air. This is right. This is where you belong, your sweated form wrapped up in the sensation of serving. Thrust. Thrust. Oh, I'm so close, I inform you. And then I suddenly cease my movement, letting just the tip of the toy be in you. And rather than the disappointment of sudden stoppage, your mind is filled with the openness of opportunity, watching my lips rather than the mirror, staring at them. Then I tell you to look at the mirror, and you stare into your eyes, more than before, just gazing. Pleasure. Suddenly, since you're not acting on an order, you are open to be deepened more completely. The voice in your head, pleasure, pleasure. Stare into your eyes, pleasure. The tips of your toes, your underarms, the back of your head, places you didn't think could be erotic are suddenly exploding with pleasure. You see me gasping because just the tip of me is in you, and because you're staring into those eyes, so much pleasure is overtaking you. Your head is warm and empty, ready to receive the next sensation, and every second you stare into those eyes, you feel better. It's the most important thing. Looking away from your own blank gaze would break the feedback loop. That would be less pleasant. There is simply nothing in the world that would make you look away from those eyes. Those eyes are the most important, arousing thing. Look away, I order. And instantly you're gazing past into my eyes. A thing you thought was impossible made suddenly mandatory. Finish me, I say, and you're suddenly moving your hips up, automatically. Thrust your hips, squeeze, move. You shift from side to side, forcing me to face that little nub, forcing me to come closer and closer. The movement of your hips pressing into me, you squeezing and clenching, moaning, hands in your hair, trying to make yourself look as sexy as possible to force me over that edge. Oh, I groan, almost regretting the order, leaning back on my feet, sitting on my knees on the bed, your hips in my lap, flailing and thrusting, squeezing and maneuvering, never letting go of the tip, engulfing the entire shaft of the and then squirming from side to side, my eyes just rolling in my head and you seeing it and being satisfied. I fall forward onto you and you grip across my back as I reach under and scratch down yours, running my nails across it, leaving little red marks and groaning in your ear. Oh. Come, the order resonating in your head. Come, come. A calm monotone that tells you now is the time, and it seems to last long, even as I groan and twitch against your body, my mouth to your ear, my tongue licking, your body squeezing on me, groaning as convulsions bring you twitchingly to your fall, and in the back of your head, come, you've been ordered to come. Come, come, again and again, an instruction that comes from your outfit, even as you feel the aftershocks of my body twitching on yours, and you squeezing and then relaxing, being left lying there, drained, depleted. Wait for orders, the voice in the back of your mind. Wait for orders. And already the part of you that is an unwitting prisoner of that wonderful voice is wondering whether you should clean up. Appropriate matey thoughts, but my finger moves past your lips again, and you suck, 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 and notice me spreading warming lube on the toy.